Welcome to the Healthy Vibes Podcast. I'm Kelly Renato, a mom of two with a passion for helping you live well and have the courage to show up for yourself and your family. My goal each week is to give you a quick dose of courage and empower you to pause more, slow down, and not feel pressured or distracted by this world, and to remember that you always have a choice. I'm so grateful you're here. Let's get started. Hey there, welcome to the Healthy Vibes Podcast. I'm Kelly Renato, and thank you so much for spending time with me today and sharing your time here. And I hope that you have I hope that you're encouraged. I want to give you a quick bit of encouragement today, and I want to talk about soul care. You know, I talk a lot about taking care of ourselves, finding time for ourselves, our health, wellness. I talk a lot about it, the fact that it encompasses our mind, our body, and our soul. And this last week, I had an interview with Summer Phoebus, which has already gone live. If you haven't listened to it, please do. One of the topics we talked about was soul care. And she also did her own it's a podcast, but it's from an event she did all on soul care, diving even deeper. And I'm going to put both of those links in the show notes. I suggest you listen to them. They're really, really good. But she really helped me think about soul care even in a different way, a deeper way. And it just really hit me because I do believe I do things for my soul, and I've talked about it in the past, and I think it's different than our mind and our body. But I also sometimes think we can get all three at one time, our mind, body, and soul, or our body and our mind. But either way, this week, I want you to think about, are you taking care of your soul? Are you doing things to keep your soul healthy and just make yourself feel good in that sense? And one of the things, I don't think it came from hers. It came from another podcast, which I listened to several last week because I was having a really hard week, and it was kind of an emotional week. And when someone that you love or you care about is going through something, especially as a parent, we all know, you feel it. You feel it deeply. Someone said to me, you know, you're as a parent, you're only as strong or as happy. I can't remember exactly how they said it, as whoever your, whatever kid is going through the hardest, that's where your level of emotion is as well. 'Cause you feel whatever your kid is feeling, you're feeling it too for them. So last week I was feeling a lot of that, and I was looking for things to make me feel better. And of course, I always go back to my basic foundation. I know I need better sleep because I wasn't sleeping well. I know I need to exercise, my morning routine, the basics that I always talk about, getting outside, just some quiet time. There's a lot of things that really kind of bring me back into focus rather than just pushing through. And there was a lot of things we had to show up for that were super emotional. This time of year, and one of my kids is graduating, and just some things that they were going through. And Summer's conversation was just so timely, and the things she said just really pointed me in the right direction. And the one first thing I got, and this I believe was from a podcast from her partner, Michelle Myers. They worked together and wrote a book together, and it was just about life being hard. And it was kind of a test. And both of them talked about this, that you can really judge or have an indicator of how you're doing by how you respond to the little things each day. Not the big things, the little things. And wow, it's so true, because when I overreact to the little things, my soul's not really doing real well. I'm not in a good place. Like, I'm not taking care of my soul. I'm not taking care of myself. When I overreact to spilling the milk, you know, the person on the highway that's cut you off, or when I overreact to that, I know I am not
in a good foundation. I'm not doing well. And that was so true when they said that. So I started paying attention, how I was responding to the little things. And I realized I needed to do some soul stirring. I needed to do some strengthening. I needed to take care of myself. And Summer said the things, because we're all different in terms of what stirs our soul or what takes care of our soul. All of us are different. But she said she sees it as the things that stir her affection for the Lord. Like what activities, what things that she do stirs her affection for the Lord. And I thought, that's so good. Because it's, for me, it's not always just getting in His Word and praying. Because to be perfectly transparent, when I'm struggling, if I'm really like overwhelmed, beaten up, tired, whatever it is, it can be hard for me to sit down and focus in God's Word, even in prayer. Like I can bounce, my head's bouncing all over the place. And finally, I just get up and go outside. And her saying that was so true. So I sat down and I thought, what stirs my affection for the Lord? What do I do that really brings me back and brings my soul back to good health? And yes, getting in the Word and praying does, but it's not, if I'm really at the end of my rope, it's not the first place because it's, I got to get there, but I can't focus. So I notice for me, I need rest, first of all. But sometimes I can't even get rest if my mind is spinning. So I need to move. Moving burns that energy up. It helps me get a clear head. And usually when I'm moving, I do like walks of gratitude and I pray. Like while I'm moving, and or I listen to worship music. Those things can help clear my mind, get my mind back in a good place. And I do like prayer walks, gratitude walks, and I do it outside. So I get my body moving. I pray while I walk. And sometimes I listen to worship music first and walk because it gets me to a good place where then I can, even if I do like strength training, if I don't go walking, like say it's raining and I can't go for a walk, I'll go in my garage and do a weight training and I will pray. I'll listen to worship music and I will say things that I'm grateful for while I'm working out. And it helps bring me and stir my affection for the Lord. Like she said, and I thought worship music brings me there. Moving brings me there. Getting outside in nature brings me there. The sky brings me there. Anything in the sky, I'm talking sunset, sunrise, the night sky, clouds, the blue skies, all of that makes me feel closer to God and stirs within me. It definitely stirs my soul. And I also thought when I get with my family, just spending time with my family away from the world also brings me closer to God. When I get away from screens, we get away from, you know, all the busyness, all the pressures. And lastly, this last week, I thought about people that we surround ourselves with. Know your people. And it's good to have a variety of people in your life. There's people that are just good for fun, good for laughs. Maybe you have certain people that you can just open up and be honest to. But know your people that point you to the Lord, that are there when you're at your worst. They check on you. They know. They send you those Bible verses. Whatever it is, maybe it's someone that you're just good to talk to. Because that's hard too. But know your people and know who stirs that in you and helps keep you, bring you to peace, bring you closer to the Lord. I think all of that is so important. And we're all so different because even Summer says in her podcast, not the interview with me, but in the podcast that I'll put the link to as well, when she talks about soul care, how she enjoys being in a city. Being in a city stirs her soul and brings her closer to the Lord. Like, she loves that. And it's just the way she's made. And I thought, I loved thinking about things that way. I love the water, the ocean, but we're all crafted so uniquely different. And so get to know yourself this week. And self-care is important, which I talk about so much. But self-care also, to me, helps with soul care. But make sure that you are stirring your soul. Make sure you are doing things that bring you closer to the Lord. It almost is a feeling inside when I tap into that. If I'm sitting outside, praying under a tree, speaking gratitude, walking, I feel myself get closer. Because when it's hard for me to sit down, when I'm really overextended and my mind is spinning out of control and I try to sit and pray and I can tell that I'm having a hard time and I go for a walk or whatever gets me back to being able to sit in prayer, I can feel myself get closer to the Lord. I needed to, whether it's burn that energy, get out in nature, move my body, whatever it was, I get myself back where I can tell I'm doing some deep, deep soul work. So this week, I want you to think about what stirs your affection for the Lord, what brings you closer to Him. And it's not always the obvious. Yes, prayer and getting in His Word is so good, but what else in your life can bring you closer to Him and work on your soul, especially when life is hard? Because when all's going well, it's easy to, I think, to wake up, get in your Bible, say your prayers, do your gratitude, whatever it is you do, go out and do good things, serve. But when life is hard, when you're in a really, really hard season, how do you get back in touch with the Lord? How do you stir your soul? And what is it for you that stirs your soul, stirs your affection for the Lord, brings you closer to Him? And pay attention to how you're doing. How is your soul doing? And pay attention to that and how you're responding to the little things in your day-to-day life. Because if you're overreacting, falling, you know, losing it at the littlest things, breaking into tears at the littlest things. And listen, I can relate to all of these because hard seasons take you there. But you can bring yourself back. Just because you're struggling does not mean you're failing. I read that this week and it was so good because when we struggle, when we feel like we're struggling in one area and it's a hard season, sometimes we feel like we're struggling in all the areas. And then when we're struggling in all the areas, we just feel that we're failing and you're not. It's just called life is hard. Right now you're struggling. Take a step back and see what you need to do to get back to your foundation and do some deep, deep, deep soul work. And this last week, as hard as it was, I had a lot of tears. It was like they just kept coming and they kept coming and they kept coming. I felt my tummy was just like so uneasy with so many new seasons and hard things and people being emotional around me. But you know what I did? The first chance I got, I started getting good night sleeps. I went for a jog. I did a workout. And then I put on worship music. I got outside. I got back into prayer and I prayed for the most specific things that I needed in that time. And sometimes I'm not really good about that. I pray the general prayer. I don't want to ask for too much because I feel so grateful for what I have. But I prayed the specific prayers and I put my hands on the wall of the room that I knew that person was in. And I prayed in certain places that I knew they needed prayers in. And I also feel that praying together brings me closer to the Lord. It's so powerful when you say those prayers together over someone. So this week, sit back, spend some time and think about it and make sure every day you're spending some time on your soul and do that soul check. How's your soul doing? And you'll hear Summer in her podcast on soul care. She talks about checking your emotional, your physical, your spiritual, how you're doing. And it's such a good indicator of where are you, you know? Are you in the, she talks about the red, the yellow, and the green. And where are you? And where are you leaning? If you're in the yellow, are you leaning towards the green or to the red? Like, how are you doing? And be honest with yourself. And when you're honest with yourself, you can make some changes. And never think like, listen, as much work as I do to try and work on my heart, my soul, my mind, my body, I get to those places too where I'm like, oh, gosh, I just give up. But don't give up. Get a good night's sleep. Go for a walk. Go for a walk. That is the answer to almost everything. Get outside, go for a walk, put on some worship music, and talk to the Lord. I promise it takes time. It's not always easy, but do those things and you'll come back. So take care of your soul this week. And whoever you think needs this, please forward it to them. Listen to the interview with Summer and I. It's a great interview, great conversation with even more than just soul care. And listen to her podcast as well on soul care. It's good. So enjoy your week. Take some time for your soul every single day. It really, really matters. Slow down, back off, take care of your soul. Thanks for spending time with me. Share the podcast. Leave me a review. Reach out to me. Let me know what you think. And subscribe to the podcast. Follow along. And have a good week. Take care.